Penguin Random House presents The Kargil Girl, an autobiography by Flight Lieutenant Gunjan Saxena, retired, with Kiran Nirvan. Read by Swasti Shri Sharma. Ebury Press. The Kargil Girl. Flight Lieutenant Gunjan Saxena, retired, is one of the first female Indian Air Force, or IAF, officers to serve in the war zone. Long before the first female fighter pilots were commissioned into the IAF, she made history by flying a Cheetah helicopter in the Kargil War and rescuing several soldiers. Saxena was inspired to join the IAF by her father, who served in the Indian Army. As part of the family legacy, she decided to join the armed forces after completing her graduation from Delhi University's Hansraj College. In 1994, she cleared her Services Selection Board, or SSB, interview and joined the Air Force Academy in Dundigal. When the Kargil War broke out in 1999, she helped turn things in India's favor, becoming one of the first women on the front line. Kiran Nirvan is the pseudonym used by authors Kirandeep Singh and Nirvan Singh. Together, they have authored two best-selling books, Nastya, The Aryan Saga, and 21 Kesaris, The Untold Story of the Battle of Saragadhi. The latter inspired the Akshay Kumar starrer Kesari. Kirandeep Singh is the former head of the Department of Management Studies, Global Institutes, Amritsar, and is currently pursuing his doctorate in the discipline. He began exploring his passion for writing in his teenage years and has authored more than 100 poems, short stories, novels, song lyrics, and couplets in both English and Punjabi. Nirvan Singh is a serving officer in the Indian Army, while also being an avid artist, writer, and adventurer. It is his endeavor to write the stories of grit and determination, wisdom and valor, of men and women from the Indian Armed Forces and other exemplary individuals of this nation. Also by Kiran Nirvan, 21 Kesaris, The Untold Story of the Battle of Saragadhi, Nastya, The Aryan Saga, The Kargil Girl, an autobiography by Flight Lieutenant Gunjan Saxena, retired, with Kiran Nirvan. To the heroes of the Kargil conflict, and to this nation's men and women in uniform, serving and retired. Forward. At the outset, I would like to congratulate Flight Lieutenant Gunjan Saxena, retired, for writing her autobiography, as she has been a pathbreaker in her field. Being among the first few women officers who were given commission in the flying branch, she fought an uphill battle to break the stereotype of an Indian woman. Being part of the second course of women officers selected for helicopter flying, she was assigned to a Cheetah or Chetak Alouette 3 unit in Udhampur, whose primary task was forward air control, which was to fly in the thick of combat during the erstwhile close air support or battlefield airstrike or BAS missions, and visually guiding fighter aircraft to their targets. In her book, Gunjan has successfully explained what it takes to become an officer in the Indian Air Force. Her retelling of the Kargil War made me go down memory lane and reminded me of my own experience in the war, wherein I was commanding 17th Squadron, or Golden Arrows, where we worked closely with 132 FAC flight for all our BAS missions in the Kashmir Valley. During the Kargil conflict, as the main mode of attack had shifted to GPS-aided bombing from the classic BAS, Gunjan's unit provided vital information about where our bombs were dropping relative to the target. Post the ceasefire of sorts, her task was to carry me and the commanding officer of 108 Squadron for a recce sortie of the target area and a visit to 3 and 8 Division headquarters at their operational locations. I was pleasantly surprised to see a calm and confident lady officer toting an AK-47 as her weapon in the Cheetah helicopter. In Kargil, I also happened to meet her brother, Captain Anshuman Saxena, of the Army Ordnance Corps. I asked them if their parents were on tenterhooks, as both their children were deployed in the battle zone. The answer was a nonchalant no. Later, she would earn the rightful title of the Kargil Girl, one of the first women officers of the Indian Air Force to serve in the battle zone. The Indian Air Force definitely needs more women officers like her, who can inspire young girls to dream of being combatants and serving their country. I wish Gunjan and Kiran Nirvan the very best in their endeavor. I'm sure this book will serve as an inspiration to future generations and for all those who aim to conquer the blue skies. Jai Hind. Air Chief Marshal Birender Singh Dhanoa. PVSM, AVSM, YSM, VM, retired. 25th Chief of Air Staff of the Indian Air Force. Foreword. Gunjan Saxena, an ideal woman, hero, officer, and daughter. An inspiration to many for being a national hero, who paved the way for women in the aviation world. To me, she is a living example of self-belief, dignity, and hard work. An example of the notion that an obstacle is an obstacle only if you make it one in your head. She rose above all odds because she believed where there was a will, there was a way. And where there is hard work and honesty, you will always reach your destination. It takes a different kind of strength to fight a battle in silence without ever acknowledging that you are in the midst of it. And no excuse should ever keep you from achieving your dreams. She taught me that the true meaning of following your dreams is to never give up on them, no matter what. To never accept resistance. Instead, to stare it in the face and smile. To look at it as a challenge that will help you grow. A challenge that is sculpting you for greater things. The essence of Flight Lieutenant Gunjan Saxena, retired, and her story is much more than the fact that she broke the glass ceiling for women in society. Instead, it is the unwavering belief that for her, there never was a glass ceiling strong enough to stop her from anything. Janhvi Kapoor, actor Gunjan Saxena, the Kargil Girl. Chapter 1, July 1994. Do I really have it in me? I asked myself almost inaudibly. A strange silence fell over me as I stared at my reflection in the glass window of the AC coach. My train to Mysore had just arrived, and I was supposed to board soon. Am I worthy of becoming an officer in the Indian Armed Forces? I asked myself, looking at my reflection, unmoving. Even the PA announcement by the railway station staff failed to distract me. Beads of sweat collected on my face and at the back of my neck. Whether it was my body's mechanism of cooling itself down on a hot July afternoon, or just me perspiring out of nervousness, I could not tell. We had been waiting for the train at the platform in the scorching heat for an hour. And it may have well been the weather of Chennai. But then again, the
sample complete. Ready to continue?